The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Swing, a high fly ball, drilled, forget it. Way back out to left center field, and that is gone. Oh, my goodness, he crushed it. Giancarlo Stanton deep into the pavilion in left center field.
Shot. MLB Radio. Yeah, that one was, Drew Goodman, 48 feet. As the American League beats the National League for the ninth straight year. In the All-Star game. Did you watch?
I did for a little bit.
So did I.
I did for a little bit. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did watch for a while.
It's still the best of all the All-Star games.
Yeah, without question.
I mean, it's not even close.
No.
I mean, you could take the other three, combine them. Take everything you love about the other three, and it still doesn't come close to what this is, because it's still a game.
Yeah, you got
to. You don't have to dress it up and all that other stuff. Although, right. I have to admit, I was rooting for extra innings.
Oh, you were?
Because they were going to do the home run derby to.
To solve the conundrum of the tie.
That would have been cool.
By
the way, CJ Crone, your lone Rockies representative, came in the seventh inning, played the last three innings at first base, batted once, hit into a fielder's choice.
Okay.
So, there you go. By the way, how's my Rockies will be much better in the second half than the first half prediction looking so far?
Oh, come on.
8-4 in the second half thus far.
Let's not.
8-4.
The second half doesn't start until after the All-Star break.
Give me the second half.
In the last 10 games before the All-Star break? After the All-Star break is
left. How many games are in the regular season?
162.
What's half of 162?
81.
Okay. Since passing the 81-game mark, which is now into the second half of the season, they are 8-4.
Not for you, bud. The second half starts after the All-Star break.
No. They're already well into the second half.
No, they're not.
All right.
You're already wrong there, but let me give you wrong again.
I'm not.
They played Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and before that, they played San Diego.
Right, yeah. They played a couple of garbage teams.
Oh, San Diego's now a garbage team. Good to know.
Yeah.
I was gone 1 week, and San Diego became a garbage
team. They're a garbage team now.
Okay.
glad we could clear this up for you.
You hot snot. Okay. Next on the Morning Brew.
We're better than you, and we know it.
Hey, congratulations to the Broncos, named ESPN's 2022 Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year.
Whoa.
Not Humanitarian Team of the NFL.
Right.
Humanitarian Team of all sports.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
And it's the they had been nominated 2 years before, but this was the year that they broke through. So, I mean, hey, this is just...
That's big.
This is just a listen, honestly, what matters most to fans are you winning football games.
Uh-huh.
But at least while we've had to go through the stench of the last few years, at least you can take some solace in the fact that the guys you root for were by and large good dudes who are out doing a lot of good stuff in the community. And the Broncos very well led in terms of organizing all this stuff. So, great job.
I'm just, you always get, hey, most arrests in the NFL. The Broncos have always been one of the, you get that website that comes up and guys get arrested and you got some other issues that have gone on. The humanitarian thing is really cool. Like, everybody always wants to point to the one DUI or something that happens, that is terrible. It's unfortunate. Blah 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 blah. Use better decision making, but you don't get a lot of the positive news doesn't come out. So good for them. And I know how committed they are over there to their community and making a difference. So I'm proud of them.
Broncos players volunteered more than 900 hours through 745 different engagements in 2021. So, well deserved. I think they'll get recognized tonight during the ESPYs, which will be going on.
Oh, good. Can't wait to not watch the ESPYs.
Oh, now, come on. Next on the Morning Brew.
I thank you all for your support. I mean, it's been amazing. As the playoffs went on, it's been a huge difference maker for our team. And I'm so happy to be able to be a small part of bringing this cup back to Denver, to our amazing fans in the city of Denver, because you guys deserve it. I love you. I appreciate it. So thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Man, what's happened to ice?
He's an emotional wreck.
Cold, cool Jared Bednar. Yesterday was his day with the cup. You know, the cup travels all over the world. Sure. Well, yesterday it was in South Carolina, in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Carolina Ice Palace, as Jared Bednar brought that there to a place that was important to him because it's where his roots are. It's where his roots as a minor league hockey player and coach began. And he wanted to share the cup with that place that means so much to him. And we'll play some more sound from him yesterday talking about it, which he got emotional again.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got to buck up.
Yeah.
Season's coming fast.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
You got to get yourself ready.
Get your emotions in check, will you?
Yeah, get your crap together.
I can't have you crying behind the bench during a game.
Right. I'm so emotional about this game. Like we gotta have you steely-eyed.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If you had the cup for one day, where would you take it?
That's a great question.
This one, you just got it. Well, one, you could only take it to one place. Where would you take it?
Man. That's a great, you know, I probably would just try to take it someplace to a beautiful lake. Maybe you can go up to Grand Lake in Colorado and just take it out on a boat. Probably take it out on a boat and just kind of spend the day out on a lake, just puttering around, jumping in the lake, having friends with me on a pontoon boat, something like that.
Yeah.
Be plenty of ice cold beer in it. Oh.
Yeah, I just.
That'd be my day. What did you take it to Alaska, of course?
Well, I was thinking about that, but I think the one thing that would make the Cub feel right at home with my college buddies, because those guys are idiots, right?
So, it would get dented again with your group.
There's no question. It would get dented. We'd create some type of game where you got to throw something into the cup that will dent it, and then somebody has to drink if they land it in the cup.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like a
giant game of quarters.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly. You're playing quarters. You're bouncing in the top of the cup.
Ink.
Yeah. Exactly. That's good.
By the way, on
Vandal Beach,
Bednar revealed yesterday that the dent in the cup has been fixed. Has been.
Why would you fix it? Why wouldn't you let the cup make its travels until it gets put away and, you know, in its velvet covered case? Why wouldn't you fix it then? Because it's just a matter of time before it gets.
Plus, that original dent's part of the charm and the legend of. Right. Cavs winning the cup. Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I got to admit, I was a little disappointed when I heard that they had fixed it.
Yeah. I don't think you fix it until
people wanted to see the dent.
And well,
the dent,
until it goes
the
through
dent's
its,
gone.
It goes through its, you know, it has to go through its, all its trials and tribulations.
Exactly.
It
it's got a story to tell.
Right, exactly.
It's got a story to tell.
I'm with you.
The story has not yet been told. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew.